let's read item 1008-1, which is our four-fifths item, please.
Declare support for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and other communities opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline.
So the city of Portland intersects geographically, culturally, demographically with a large number of Native American tribes. That's why we created the new position of tribal liaison. And here, I think our first presentation to the council is our new tribal liaison, Patricia Gibson, with an issue that she wants us to weigh in on. So welcome and take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Patricia Davis Gibson, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today and also in this position. I'm kind of a Jeffersonian. I like to read what I say because I have a tendency to say things off the top of my head that later I go, oh my goodness, what did I just say? So if you, with your indulgence, I have just a brief comment. This is about the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and how they have chosen their story to help tell how they fought for the water and how they did everything possible to keep the water clean for their children. In 1868, there was a Treaty of Fort Laramie, and it established the Great Sioux Reservation. It basically was the whole state of South Dakota and the Missouri River, including the sacred Black Hills. This treaty retained off-reservation hunting rights, and in 1877, Congress unilaterally removed the Black Hills from the reservation, and that's still in litigation. In 1889, the reservation was divided into six separate reservations, and that's what we're here today with, asking for your support in opposition of the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPLL. This pipeline is proposed to go through land that is sacred to the tribe and has the capacity to negatively impact through construction and possible ruptures, the tribe's treaties, resources, ancestral lands, natural resources, and sacred sites. Through their fight, there is now a gathering of Native people out there at the Sacred Stone Camp, and it equates to what happened back in 1865, which the Lakota call the Battle of the Greasy Grass, but you all know better as the Battle of the Little Bighorn. The UN has issued a declaration on indigenous peoples, finding that the DPL violates its provisions. Also, Amnesty International is on the ground at the site to make sure that there aren't any human rights violations. You have before you a resolution and letter supporting the Standing Rock Sioux opposition and standing solidarity with the tribe. In 2012, the City Council passed Resolution 36941, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that reservation, but it recognized the cultural and natural resources have been valuable and critical to the preservation of treaty rights, cultural heritage, and pursuit of traditional life ways for present and future generations with the tribal government. The letter before you is a team effort. I ran it by the Office of Government Relations, Zach Kolingoski, Michael Armstrong. Also, I reached out to the Army Corps of Engineers to say, you know, really what happened here. At this point in time, there is a temporary restraining order that has been granted on certain sites of the construction. But I think what is the better statement that I can read to you, and hopefully I can read this to you, is a petition written by 13-year-old Anna Lee Rain Yellowhammer on behalf of the Standing Rock youth. A private oil company wants to build a pipeline that would cross the Missouri River, less than a mile away from Standing Rock Reservation. And if we don't stop it, it will poison our river and threaten the health of my community when it leaks. My friends and I have played in the river since we were little. My great-grandparents raised chicken and horses along it. When the pipeline leaks, it will wipe out plants and animals, ruin our drinking water, and poison the center of community life for the Standing Rock Sioux. Thank you.
Yeah, so this, I appreciate Patricia putting this together and the council's engagement in this. You know, we have a climate action plan that we're serious about, and frankly, I think the tribal governments are going to continue to be our allies in making that real. And to the extent that their treaty rights end up having standing, then they end up having real power to assist in that work. So I think this was an adroit move on our part, and I want to thank Patricia for bringing it to us today.
Well, I'd like to thank Tara Pearson, listening to the constituents who requested this letter. So.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Questions? Concerns? Thank you very much. We'll see if we have some testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item, please come on up.
Okay, let me speak first because I'll probably get booed at. My view about reservation land, if Indians on a reservation drive around in cars, where do the oil come from? I think they should build this if the company says so, but they should make sure that it's safe. So, you know, I belong to the Sierra Club, and I don't drive, and I hate it when I go to the Sierra Club, and they tell me they drove there in their car. And it's the same issue that if you use oil, you shouldn't criticize it. I don't. I wish everything was electrical myself. So I can get booed at for that, but I'm just saying is let this pipeline be built and make sure that it is built and safe.
Go ahead.
Greetings, Council. Dan Saltzman, Charlie Hales, Amanda Fritz, and Steve Novick. It's a pleasure to see you all. My name is Mr. Eng today. I'm for GLBT solidarity and celebration of anti-bullying. I'm in a lot of pain from this hand. This is my primary injury from your brutal illegal arrest that the DA dropped. But what it makes me think about is a video I saw from a filmmaker in Dakota right now, where a man has joined his hands with a tube and possibly plaster of Paris. And pretty noteworthy activist, Mike Bluehair is his official appellation, filmed this. And it was almost so graphic it took my stomach. I had to look away because he sort of chained himself onto this apparatus that has some kind of drilling type situation, and there is Native American chanting going on. Some kind of deputies are coming to run a chainsaw through it, and they're very concerned, obviously, that his hands are going to begin to actually bleed or be severed or lose a finger. So at this time, due to this pain I have due to your illegal arrest of me, which was unconstitutional harassment and an ADA violation, I'm particularly aware of how lucky I am to have my hands and how much I celebrate them. I am aware that journalists in Russia are losing their hands because of their journalism. And so I want to renounce any privileges that my European ancestors obtained in coming to this country. I want to publicly renounce my Confederate ancestor, Alexander Stevens, who was vice president of the Confederacy. And that's been very troubling to me my whole life. And I want to express solidarity with the indigenous peoples of the Americas and tell them that I don't even understand the depth of their spiritual commitment, but I'm so deeply moved, and I am so thrilled that I could walk on into city council where we could have a moment of unity, of celebration of this culture, and not in any way seek to whitewash the roles of imperialism or colonialism and the devastations enacted by human rights abuses such as slavery. And I think my own sufferings are a small suffering to bear in comparison with the desperation and the pain and the alienation that has gone on in the reservation communities. And so I want to unite with them also as Asian, because when the Mongolian people spanned off to Finland, they also came down the Bering Strait. And they are my people in a very large sense, that we are all one family, and I thank them and love them.
Thank you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good day. My name is Malcolm Chaddick. I'm a member of Veterans for Peace, currently the chapter vice president in Portland. I am a founding member of Individuals for Justice, Oregonians Against the War, and this shirt I wore in the trial that Bradley Manning faced. I have been witness to many injustices in my life, and I am glad to see that the city council is willing to consider this measure in support of the tribes who are putting their lives on the line to save their own lives, while yet again, government not only refuses to help, but actively supports the devastation. I appreciate that the city is willing to extend this support, yet I must ask why the city would not even take a legal risk with 40 attorneys you pay plenty of to try and stop those sweeps, to try and change the laws that made them happen and necessary and why you just plowed through. Thank you for your gesture. As it is only a gesture, yet here, in this place where you live, your citizens are now looking for other places to go when you could have given them services, when you could have provided law enforcement cover out there on the corridor. Thank you for your support for the Native American peoples. It is long overdue, as is the support for your own citizens on the street. Get it right. Get it right.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And, you know, obviously, considering the history of genocidal warfare against Native Americans, that give us the people that are now, in some ways, still confined, even though they have U.S. citizenship, in some ways, they're still confined to apartheid reservations, Umatilla Reservation up the river, Warm Springs, Grand Ron. Actions beyond resolutions are really what these neighbors of ours deserve amends. In North Dakota, the Standing Rock Tribe has some people who've come from our own area to be in solidarity with the people of the Sacred Stone Camp and the Red Warrior Camp. It was mentioned that videographer Mike Bluehair is out there, Sarah Long, Antonio Zamora from up in Washington State, Sweetwater Nanook of Idle No More, Washington, organizing a multi-tribal canoe solidarity event. So it's important that as people that have stolen and have primary control of the land, that we at least acknowledge what happened then and what's happening now, that the Fortune 500 is making war on the Standing Rock Sioux. That pipeline is financed through Bank of America, quite possibly both Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. We don't know the specifics. We have a responsible investment policy, and unfortunately, since I was in court with Constantine Sevier and Ms. Malone of the CRC, I didn't get to hear all the presenters' testimony, but I hope that there will be record that will speak to the poor investment choices of those major financial players that we've talked about in light of our socially responsible investment policy, that there should actually be a specific statement that says, although whatever, sometimes governments are constrained to only do businesses with certain rated companies, that we're still nonetheless unhappy to know that any institution that we have a client relationship with, whether it's Bank of America, I don't know whether it's U.S. Bank, but that we continue to do what some of the major pension funds have done. And, of course, this will still be an issue when our next mayor, Ted Wheeler, comes in, who has been in that situation of having a larger portfolio to try and leverage for justice, not just social justice, but actual justice for Native people that are under attack very severely in North Dakota. And even though we have good relationships and there are operating casinos in the area, there are ways that that Native people are under attack every day. Some of them are, as Mr. Chaddick mentioned, even members of the Springwater Corridor area swept and other places where houseless sweeps are going on. So the resolution should be a catalyst and a first step. Thank you all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any discussion? Then let's take a vote, please, on the resolution.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Really appreciate Patricia bringing this forward and giving us this opportunity to express our solidarity. Aye.
My understanding is that the reason this had to be done on a 4/5 is that there's something, a vote going to happen on the 9th, and so we need to do it this week. I do hope, though, that more people in Portland will know about this and add their support, too. Thanks to Patricia. It's got to be one of the fastest first resolutions in record, ably assisted by Tara Pierce, and, of course, Rachel Wiggins. Thank you. Aye.
Yes.
Thank you to our tribal liaison, to the mayor's office, the mayor. Also, I want to acknowledge Matt Morton. I got a text at the end of last week from Matt, who first brought this to my attention and has been advocating out in the community. So thank you, Matt. I'm proud to join the council unanimously supporting this action today.
Aye.
Thank you all, and we have a letter to sign, so we might, while we're here, do that. And I vote aye, and we are adjourned.
your pen. I'll pass it around.
My pen's here.
There we go.
Maybe not the resolution.